This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with Regis Giles, and she's written a book called How Not to Be a, I guess it is a I'm not even sure what you call that, pound sign, I guess, Me Too victim, but a pound sign warrior chick. And here's her very attractive photograph on the cover of the book. And it's kind of intriguing because her hands are behind her back. And when you flip the book over, you can see that she's got a little rather concealable, probably .38 revolver. Don't mess with mama. Regis, thank you so much for being with us. I hope the book has popped a number of liberal heads. The idea of fighting back is just so obnoxious.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry, for having me on. And you kind of showed your age there. It's hashtag me too and hashtag warrior chick.
Thank you. Well, ma'am, you can point to my age with no problem. All right.
Yeah. So. Apparently liberals think that I'm victim shaming women by publishing this book, but what I'm actually trying to do is give them a real source of empowerment instead of telling men that they shouldn't rape. I think our society in general doesn't teach that rape is a good thing, and though we still have this problem within our culture, the best solution for me is to arm women with the real knowledge and of how to defend their lives and address the physical issue right at hand when it happens. I think a guy who's turned into a pretzel after attempting to sexually assault another woman who's armed and well-trained, he'll stop after that moment.
Yes, you would think that probably would happen unless they're on some kind of powerful drug. Let me circle back to what you said just a second ago about how the liberals were so upset that you would even do this book. What kind of thinking is it that makes them so allergic to self-defense?
It baffles me, really. I as much as they preach for women empowerment and freedom, the Second Amendment has been giving more women equality than any feminist movement America has had the displeasure of experiencing, and it still boggles my mind because being trained in jiu-jitsu since the age of 9 and shooting firearms just as long, I have a real sense of empowerment and self-assuredness, and it's not something that's fake, and I don't have to rely on the police when they're minutes away. So I don't know why liberals dislike self-defense so much. It really makes no sense at all.
It's so so embedded in their thinking, and it's not just the idea that either one of us might pack a piece to handle a crime event until the cops can get there. They have the same outlook about our foreign policy. And I guess if anything that I've ever been able to take away from their thinking, it's that if you are prepared to defend yourself,
well, that's only going to make the situation worse.
Yeah. Yeah, because being well-armed is a bad thing. And the Chinese or the Japanese said they wouldn't attack America because behind every blade of grass there's an armed American, and that's good. That's not a bad thing. It prevents foreign invaders from coming onto our soil and trying to attack us. Though we do
Absolutely.
Have the occasional lone wolf ISIS attacker, they don't last very long, and they're, you know, shot with the wind blown out of their lungs before they can cause any real major harm. Like, so an armed American is a good thing, not a bad thing.
I'm glad you brought that up about Japan. They attacked China between the two world wars, and they slaughtered any number of people. It was a dreadful bloodshed, and they had stacks of skulls piled high. That was a country, China, that was unprepared to defend itself, and it was a very cogent bookend, if you will, something really makes the point. America armed, China not. Who gets really messed over? It was China. I think your self-defense is it's the one that makes sense, and it just continues to baffle me because it clearly are the unprepared, the undefended, the non-defended, who continually get busted, and they just keep going back to the same mantra, narrative, I guess we say now, and it's something I've never been able to, I guess I can identify it, but it still baffles me. I was very glad to see that in your book, which is hashtag Me Too, how not to be a hashtag Me Too victim, but instead a hashtag warrior chick, that you went to some of the scriptural bases for self-defense, and one of them is kind of a big old sign lit for 24-hour observation is in Exodus 22, which I thought it was kind of neat the way you identified it as similar to the castle doctrine that we have now. If a bozo breaks into somebody's house during the nighttime and his life is taken from him by the defender of the house, no bad. Yeah. They just carry away the body.
Yeah, that's the Larry Pratt version. The Bible doesn't have bozo in it, but yeah, Larry Pratt version of the Bible. But it's very right, and it's very true. And it's been happening for centuries and centuries, as we see within the Bible. You know, self-defense is logical. And self-defense is necessary because, you know, if you decide to not defend your life, you must suffer injustice first. And the rules of law, the rules of nature say that it's completely natural and normal to defend oneself and one's loved ones and their property, too. Even now, it's frowned upon to defend your car or your house, and because, you know, your life is in an immediate danger or threat, but that's one's livelihood, that's one's home and castle, and to say that it's wrong to defend something you've worked so hard to maintain and keep, that still boggles my mind, too. And mm-hmm. as much as the laws will change and they will say it's not right to defend your life with a certain type of weapon, nature will still show that it is necessary to defend and fight for yourself. No one's going to get attacked and just sit there and take it. Your natural instinct is to fight. If someone snaps their finger in your eye, you're going to blink, and that just shows your body has natural instincts to preserve itself.
The pacifist types, generally the liberals, will say, well, but the Bible says that we're to seek to have peace with all men. Well, that's true. We're not to be aggressors. But they take a general statement, a general concept about peace, and they overlook the specific passages, and we're discussing one that's crystal clear from Exodus 22:2, that makes it clear that you should defend yourself. In fact, when I did an analysis of what the Bible says about gun control, that's about the name of the beast, it's up on our website at gunowners.org, I came to the conclusion that really you are under an obligation to protect life, to be prepared to take a whack at the aggressor. Hear the music coming for a break. We're going to be back shortly talking with Regis Giles, who has written a book about ladies, don't take it. Carry a piece. Defend yourself. How not to be a...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking about self-defense, and particularly women being able to defend themselves, and of interest to us here at Gun Owners of America is doing so with a gun. It's kind of a bit of an equalizer. Old guys like me and young ladies like Regis Giles may find it much safer to have a gun to protect themselves. Now, I have to be careful when I'm talking about what you can do, Regis, because I know you're a little bit more skilled than the average person in the use of martial arts. So maybe that's not entirely true, but even if I were trained in martial arts, I think I would still be more comfortable packing a piece.
Yeah, a firearm does a lot of help when it comes to different fighting scenarios, and I encourage everyone to learn how to operate and carry a firearm and train with it thoroughly, because there's numerous situations where you can you might need to pull a firearm, and knowing how to handle those different types of situations is very, very important. And through my training, a lot of it has been eye-opening and humbling to see how, even under pressure, someone who's heavily trained can make mistakes. And the only way to correct those mistakes is through constant repetition and just making it something that's instinctual and a reflex rather than something that has to be thought about. Because when you're in the midst of a fight, you can't have time to think. You have to have time to react. The only thing you have time for is reaction.
Absolutely. Which kind of brings up the concept that the best fight that one can be in, the best outcome, be it a gunfight or a fist fight or whatever, is the one that never happened. And I thought you made the point well that it's a lot better to walk away. And the way I've put it many times, I don't care what they're saying about my mother. If this is not the time to have that discussion, I'm walking as quickly as I can. That's the best fight. One that never happened.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what my book is all about, how to avoid the fight to begin with. And that's the best way to win it. It's not cowering away from certain situations. It's not being a victim by just walking away from a fight. That's real empowerment. If you can be insulted to your face, I think guys have struggled with this more than women. You know, a guy cussing you up and down a storm, the testosterone levels raise and the anger and the blood pressure boils, and guys are more susceptible of getting into fist fights than women are. And if women can not volunteer to be stuck in situations where their virtue is attacked and sexually assaulted, that's the best way to do it also. And you win. No one loses in that situation. And should a physical encounter happen, and one that you can't avoid, that's where you need to be highly trained. And I don't argue that those situations will never happen, because fate is fate. And sometimes you have to stand and fight.
Absolutely. What it's all about. You gave a really graphic example of a young woman by the name of Helen. At least that's the name she has in the book. And she had made one really big mistake. She had been kind of careless about where she chose to walk, and that ended up very badly. Why don't you describe a little bit about that and what the alternatives could have been?
Yeah, the girl in the book was a peer of mine at my middle school, and she was a friend of a friend, it was very, I can still remember the feelings and how gut-wrenching it was to hear she was gang raped outside of our middle school, and she went down this path. She was skipping class to begin with, and she went down this path. I think she was meeting up some guys to smoke pot or something like that, and I can't remember the full details of the story. I just remember that there was a rape that occurred, And the unfortunate thing is that all of this could have been prevented if she had just stayed in class and not decided to play hooky and be in an area she shouldn't have been to begin with. And the lifelong effects that had happened on her were detrimental. She's never recovered psychologically, and she wasn't the same person after the fact, and she didn't really have any self-respect for her being after that. And it, yeah, it still disturbs me to see what had happened to her. And that's what I want never to happen to other people, is to stop volunteering to be vulnerable in these situations, and don't place yourself in areas where you will have to fight and have to struggle for yourself.
We've, if it's necessary to walk in a place that might not be a-okay, there's alternatives. You can call a friend to pick you up. You can call Lyft and Uber. We don't have to leave ourselves to just toughing it out in a questionable area. And hopefully that example that you give, and there's probably something like that nearly every day in our press, at least at the local level, there's enough reminders that, you know, bad things can happen to good people, and let's not volunteer.
Exactly. Don't place yourself in those types of situations. And in my book, I give numerous advices on how to avoid such scenarios. And I mean, the pathway that she took, that Helen took, where the crime was committed, it was something that was heavily trafficked during the before and after school hours. But while school was in session, it wasn't heavily trafficked. It was covered with thick shrubbery, and it was a secluded path, something that one shouldn't take by themselves. And again, I can't remember if she actually knew the people she was meeting or not, but that's the other thing that women especially need to understand, is most violent attacks will happen in a domestic dispute. And it's unfortunate that we have to think that way, but you might have to defend yourself from someone that you love, and you have to understand in your head you need to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, we're heading into another break. I want to mention that Regis Giles has a website, kind of like the twist on it, girlsjustwanttohaveguns.com. So you can go there and get some more information and check out her book, How Not to Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Rita Giles. She is a highly trained gun toter. Started when she was 9 years old, and she's also pretty good with martial arts. So, guys, be advised. Not every potential target is a soft one. She may be soft in some ways, but this ain't among them. Some of the data that you pointed to in the book, I think we should mention that the federal government itself, usually it's either the Department of Justice or the Center for Disease Control, have assembled data that, for instance, the number that you had in the book is a fairly, I think, commonly accepted, at least among reasonable people, statistic that something perhaps as many as 2.5 million times a year a gun is used in self-defense. And as I know you know, Regis, that doesn't mean that by any means there were 2.5 million shots fired. Usually it's enough to either claim you have a gun and maybe make a move to get it or to show the gun. Not to say brandish, which in some places is probably a criminal offense. Those are the great preponderance of these defensive gun uses. And without the presence of the gun, as a matter of fact, I think our crime rate could be a lot worse.
Absolutely. It could be a lot worse. And you can see in cities where concealed carry has been implemented, the crime rates have gone down substantially. And this whole new movement that David Hogg is pushing, you have to ask him, so what about the 2.5 million people who use firearms to defend their lives, would you rather have them gone through that criminal experience with the attack on their lives, or what? Because there is no such thing as an assault weapon. Weapons don't assault people. It's the person behind it. A gun is an inanimate object. It has no decision-making process. And the only thing that releases the firing pin is that person pressing on the trigger. So it baffles me to think that liberals actually believe. Well, and here's the thing. Here's the trick. Politicians know that gun control won't stop any mass shootings. Their clear agenda, as Justice Stevens has said, is the full repeal of the Second Amendment. And when we give them every inch of gun control measures like background checks, like an increase in the age purchase to be 21 instead of 18, then we give them more and more control over our Second Amendment rights. Whereas if we had more liberties, if the Obama policy called Promise that was implemented in 2013 in the Broward County school systems, maybe Nicholas Cruz would have actually been arrested and have a record so that he would have not been able to purchase a firearm. You know, let's repeal some of these bad policies instead of passing more laws that won't work because we've got the laws on the books now and they're not working just because our system, our law enforcement hasn't done their job to enforce it.
It's interesting how the liberals immediately go to, we got to take away the guns. We got to reduce the access to guns. And as you say, ultimately end up with the confiscation of guns. And Justice Stevens kind of let that cat out of the bag. This is something that they really don't want to go beyond. They don't want to go beyond guns. And let's face it, it was the evil in the Parkland shooters, not to mention his name, Hart, that led to what he did, and all these other spectacular crimes are committed by people with real evil in their heart. Sometimes maybe they're a little bit loco because of some psychotropic drugs that they've been taking. But at the end of the day, it was, as you pointed out, it was their finger that pulled the trigger on their gun. And to get to the heart of man and to have that discussion might get into some of the policies that these same liberals, anti-gunners, have pursued that have made our society near collapse. And when we get dirtbags doing what they've done in these mass shootings, they come out of broken homes and probably schools that were teaching that were not really anything special. I was going to say in the creation, but they don't believe in creation, that were just sort of a molecule that went bad. And what are you going to do? Well, we better start holding them accountable. And you've already pointed to the fact that this little dirtbag in Parkland was actually deliberately ignored in the very antisocial behavior that he had engaged in over a period of time.
Yeah, and he was reported dozens and dozens of times, yet the police didn't do anything because there was no prior record from the school from him. And again, the law enforcement didn't do their jobs in this case. They didn't do a full investigation into him. The FBI was reported twice to he literally said, I want to be a professional school shooter and mass shooter. And yet the FBI did nothing about it. And it's an emotional thing for liberals. You know, they have the right intention of wanting to save lives. Mm-hmm. I think most of the populace want that. They want to save lives. But it's the liberal politicians that are using this tragedy for their gain and for their agenda, which is a very communistic, socialistic agenda, is to disarm the American public at, to create more slaves in the government system. It's being a slave to the government is what they want, and they don't like that our founding fathers gave us these things called the Second Amendment and the First Amendment so that we can maintain our freedom. And now it's being attacked more than ever. Laura Ingraham is being punished for saying that David Hogg was whining on her Twitter account. And
which he was.
Exactly. And he started whining some more, and now 11 more advertisers have dropped her show, and she could potentially lose her show on Fox News. And that, to me, where did freedom of speech go? Where did the ability to offend? Who cares if you offend someone? What's going to happen? Your feelings are going to get hurt. Big deal. That's the real world.
What you're doing, you're flying in the face of this new crime called hate speech. And that means that you just said something that I don't like. And she's being persecuted, really, for hate speech. They don't like her conservative views.
Yeah, that's what they call hate speech. I can show you hate speech. It's what I received when I first started out on this public stage. When I launched my website, girlsjustwanthaveguns.com, on YouTube, I was getting severe physical threats against myself because I was saying women should learn how to shoot a gun and defend themselves. And the liberal loonies on YouTube were publishing public threats against me. And yet you don't see me saying that's hate speech and things like that. It's like when you launch yourself into the public arena, you're going to get threats because it's conflict, it's controversy, and you just have to expect it.
And those that are willing to just fly off the handle and not control themselves show that your decision to be well-armed is well-made. We're talking with Regis Giles. Go to our website, girlsjustwanthaveguns.com, and we're going to be back for another segment. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Regis Giles. She is at the website girlsjustwannahaveguns.com. We were talking about her book, How Not to Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim. That's just got to irritate liberals every time they hear that somebody is so directly talking about, be willing to defend yourself to the point of using violence if they're using violence against you. They don't really believe in not using violence because they think they can solve all their problems by calling 911. And maybe they can, if they can even make the call. And yeah. you've alluded to the weight that you'll still have if the police are close by. It's still probably going to take them 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and if we don't have a police being carried around in our pocket, but the left does believe in violence, because you see in these nationwide protests, in these progressive protests, Black Lives Matter, you know, all the ones that we've seen in the recent years, they've resorted to violence because they're upset and they understand violence does have it does change the atmosphere, but they're using it for the wrong source. They're in the wrong outlet.
They're often the aggressors.
Yes, and to say that in a real situation where someone needs to defend their life, they shouldn't resort to violence is absurd. It's not logical at all. And again, it's in your natural instinct to self-preserve. So to say that it's not the woman's job to defend her life, but the man's job to know rape is bad, again, it's not logical. Yes, our society teaches already that rape is not a good thing, but the crime still exists, so women need to be able to arm themselves and defend themselves should the physical violent attack and assault occur within her life. And hopefully it doesn't, because in my book, I teach women how to avoid such scenarios. And, you know, thankfully, God has not, I've not been forced in such a situation, I've been able to avoid anything that to occur like that.
Keyword, avoid.
And I hope to God that that continues in my training. It is still sharp till the day I say goodbye to this world and open up, and God opens up his pearly gates to me. So,
I think you made a good point on this, that in the book, that if you're wanting to further your career and some big-time hotshot says he can help you, don't meet him in private. That's kind of a big duh. And then at the same time, you're making that very obvious point. Mike Pence is laughed at, maybe not so much anymore after Harvey Weinstein, as being such a Puritan duddy-duddy, fuddy-duddy. Keep all your professional business in public places if possible. Have a third-party president. And I thought of Mike Pence. I don't think you singled him out, but he took so much grief for making precisely the point you're making. And to my knowledge, the catcalls directed to Mike Pence did kind of die down quite a bit when Harvey Weinstein scandal broke into the open.
Yeah, exactly. And that is specifically also for guys who are trying to protect their reputation, because right now we have the loose-lipped women who are saying, oh, he sexually assaulted me, blah, 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 posting out on social media, and then their careers are out the path, out the door, and all because of social media justice. Employers, rather than, you know, launching a real investigation where due process will occur, they just decide to fire someone because some woman claimed they were sexually assaulted. Should a man have a meeting with a woman and a third party's present in public, they can avoid that situation to begin with. And if a woman is in that situation, she doesn't have to, you know, sit on what is known as the casting couch and risk her virtue from being soiled. And it overall, if more people start implementing this, they will be taken more consideration into one's personal life, and everyone from a career standpoint will start respecting each other for those types of decisions, rather than women who are training the dog and deciding to use sexual favor to advance their career.
That then can lead to the guys really got to watch out, it seems to me, if they're inclined to these extramarital liaisons, that there is the possibility that it's going to end without a mutual agreement and, well, it was nice, see you around. There are going to be times, and we've seen them, think Duke LaCrosse, think other situations where women make outrageous claims. And I thought you really brought that home very well, that if enough of these false accusations are made and they're eventually uncovered, then a real victim is going to be, yeah, sure, lady, we'll take your information later. Go over there and sit down, would you please?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it, in my final chapter, Don't Cry Rape If It Didn't Happen, there's a exact account of a woman who falsely accused 9 men or something like that of rape and sexual assault, men she didn't really know at all, and just decided to act out in misbehavior and accuse them. And the justice system found out that this was all false allegations. She did it to seek attention, and she was arrested, jailed, and fined with a heavy charge against her. And that's what should happen. And the judge at the end of this said, you know, women like her will make it harder for actual victims to, number one, prove their case, or even have the courage to step up and say, this is what happened to me. Will you help me? And that shouldn't be the case. Women, people who have had actual assaults and violent crimes committed against them should have the confidence to go to the justice system and say, this happened to me. Will you please find the suspect? Will you arrest them? You know, and have due process actually occur. And I think more women who falsely accuse men of these crimes need to be made examples of, and they need to be arrested. And then we will see a change, and hopefully it will stop these false accusations from occurring.
My guess is that if a couple of them even were to get widespread attention, and your point about being on the wrong side of the bars were the ultimate result of their accusations, that would really probably have a chilling effect on other false accusers.
Yeah, the immediate gratification, the public limelight, and, you know, the money that could potentially come from it, will that temptation and desire to say the false accusations will cease and desist as soon as they understand that they're going to go to jail for 10 plus years and pay some serious time for their crime.
You mentioned Mariah Donovan, who has published a list of false accusers. Might you have a link at girlsjustwanttohaveguns.com to this Mariah Donovan?
Yes, when the story broke, we actually published it. It happened in 2017, I believe. And yes, so you can go on to Girls Just Want to Have Guns and search her name, or you can buy the book, and the full case is within the book on what she did and the crimes she committed.
Well, that's I think that's especially helpful, because if somebody's facing this problem, that ought to be a tremendously helpful resource. So I'm glad you have done that. We don't really have time to get into them, but you did allude to the safety tips in your book and to the actual case histories. So people can learn, I think, from actually reading about what has happened, what was good in what happened, and what was bad in what happened. These are lessons that could end up saving a lot of people's lives, and certainly saving their psychological balance, because you'd refer to that one young lady in the school that her life was just never the same after that happened. Well, Regis Giles, thank you so much. Appreciate you writing the book, How Not to Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim, and thank you for your website that girls just want to have guns. That's the way
thank
they
you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.